This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and happy to have you along on a Friday morning. And it's time to speak once again with Alice Reese. She volunteers her time each Friday and also works for the Herald Banner with movie reviews each and every week. And Alice, how are you?
Just fine.
Kind of an interesting one here. Not your typical Snow White. It's Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right. They had Mirror, Mirror, which was the, I guess the, well, it was a PG-rated version. And this is the PG-13, but, you know, some people might think it's a little bit intense. Maybe it needed an R rating, some of it, because it is, well, for very small children, I guess it would be scary. But they take the Grimm's fairy tale and turn it into, which was very short, the classic story of Snow White, and they expand it, turn it into an epic. And this time, Snow White is not so much fair as she is fierce. She's played by Kristen Stewart, the Twilight heroine, who is Snow White, who has been imprisoned by her evil stepmother, played by, very well played by, Charlize Theron as Queen Ravenna, who puts her in a tower for, I don't know, something 10 or 12 years, and then she escapes. And has an adventure trying to get away from the queen and her pursuing army, but on the way she meets the huntsman who's after her also, but he's played by the fellow who played Thor, Chris Hemsworth, comes around to her side, and I guess he gives away too much. He falls in love with her, and also on the way they meet 8 dwarves. Now, I don't know why, but they have 8 in this. This is very strange. Who ever heard of 8 dwarves? And the way they do the dwarves, these are all veteran British actors, including Ian McShane and Bob Hoskins, Ray Winston, Toby Jones. They're all regular-sized people, but they do, like, the Hobbit treatment on them. They make them into... And so I suppose that was it. And it's fun to kind of figure out who they are because they all are—they look very kind of grungy and have crazy wigs. And when I finally realized it was Ian McShane, I was particularly—I started giggling because I hadn't—he'd been in half the movie before I knew who he was. But anyway, she turns into like a Joan of Arc. I mean, she literally has on the armor and she leads this army. And that's not exactly how we usually think of Snow White. Stewart is very good as the action heroine, but I just thought she was really miscast because you think of Snow White as this ravishing brunette, and I don't know, the girl, she's okay, but she is, you know, not in comparison to Charlize Theron, who of course, is also very tall. She's like a foot taller than Stewart. So together, they kind of make an odd-looking pair.
So any preconceived notion about Snow White, just throw it out the window before this movie, right?
Yes, and it turns into big war scenes and storming the castle. They have all the boiling oil, the marksmen shooting the arrows, the catapults with the fire. It's just not, it's a medieval era movie story, and I don't think we had that much detail in the original Snow White either.
Okay.
And they have all this wonderful CGI that's just incredible. One of my favorite parts was this forest where the trees turn into these menacing monsters and they come to life. And there's another part where it's a sort of a Disney-style land of the fairies. And it's kind of green and pretty. But most of it's, this is a very dark movie overall, and some people might call it kind of depressing.
Well, sounds like overall maybe some a miscast there, but you enjoy the movie despite kind of...
Yes, I really am surprised because I saw some of the actresses' names who were up for the part, and I would have... I mean, they just needed, to me, to have the ravishing beauty, but other people have said... I read a review that said, no, this whole concept is turned... It's not so much her beauty, it's that she's a fighter, that's more important. And it goes along with all this stuff we're having lately, like... they turned the Alice in Wonderland into a story like this where Alice became, you know, fighting with a sword. And, of course, we've got Hunger Games. And one of the Pixar movies coming up is Brave, which has a female heroine.
Let's move on to Moonrise Kingdom.
This is the 7th movie by Wes Anderson, who started his first one was Bottle Rocket. And he's usually paired with Owen Wilson. But this time, Owen is not a part of this, but some of the other regulars, Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman, who were very often in Wes Anderson's movies, they're there. This takes place in the summer of 1965, and there is a kid who's 12 years old named Sam Strakuski, and he disappears from the Khaki Scout encampment. I guess there was some ruling they couldn't call them the Boy Scouts, but they look like Boy Scouts, but they call them the Khaki Scouts.
Okay.
And when he disappears, his chain-smoking scoutmaster, because this is in 1965, Randy Ward, played by Edward Norton, and this search party of scouts who really don't care if they find him or not, all go after Sam. But Sam has run away to rendezvous with his secret love, this other 12-year-old girl named Susie Bishop. And she lives across the island and with her parents, who are played by Frances McDormand and Bill Murray. And despite the fact that they are preteens, Sam and Susie are in love, and they've hatched this wacky, very intricate scheme to elope.
Really?
Yes. And this is this quirky, off-the-wall, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It goes along with the rest of his things. Maybe people might remember Wes Anderson's Rushmore or the Royal Tenenbaums, where they have these quirky youngsters who are actually more mature than the even more eccentric adults, their parents or whoever. And on one of them this time is Bruce Willis, who's played by, Bruce Willis plays the local policeman, Captain Sharp. And it also has Harvey Keitel as the head of the Khaki Scouts, and Tilda Swinton, who is this woman who's known simply as Social Services. She's trying to find these children to stop them from this elopement.
So preteen, and they want to marry.
Yes, and they do. And it's very odd, but I like it a lot. Also, it's his last movie, Wes Anderson's last movie, was The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which was animated. But he's got this kind of, I don't know, whimsical way, and he has great fans. I'm one of them. And then detractors who think that his dialogue is too stilted and arch, and the characters are just all a little too idiosyncratic. But I like this a lot, and I gave it a 3.5 stars.
Okay, Alice, well, thank you so much, and we look forward to those movies and the movies in the weeks ahead. So appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner and joins us each Friday morning. This is your station, and your local newscast is next.